Welcome to your deep dive. Diving into something kind of mind-bending today.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Chaos theory.
Now you're speaking my language.
But specifically, we're going to see how something as simple as a pendulum, just a weight on a string,
Right.
it gets a serious upgrade when you throw magnets into the mix.
Ah, magnets. Always making things interesting.
Our listeners sent over this awesome YouTube video. It's from Hiroshima Yama's channel. Ever seen it?
Oh, yeah, it's a classic. Really brings this whole chaos theory thing to life.
It does.
Yep.
And that's our mission today, to unpack chaos, talk about fractals, all that good stuff.
Sounds like fun. Ready to bring some order to the chaos.
I'm ready. So imagine this, a pendulum, but not your average grandfather clock kind.
Okay, I'm picturing it. What's different?
This one's got an iron ball swinging from the thread, and instead of just going back and forth, it's pulled towards not one, not two, but three magnets placed around it.
Oh, see, now that's just asking for trouble. Talk about a three-way tug of war.
Right. And that's where the video comes in. It takes this real-world setup and turns it into a simulation, mapping out exactly where that ball will end up based on where it starts.
And it's amazing to see because it provides this visual representation of a system really toeing the line between predictability and utter chaos.
Yeah, and here's where things get really interesting. The simulation uses color to represent which magnet ultimately captures the ball, depending on its starting point. So you've got these vibrant blocks of color, but the really cool stuff that's happening along the edges where those colors meet.
You're absolutely right. Those boundaries are insanely intricate. I'm talking like threads woven into the most complex tapestry you could imagine, and they perfectly illustrate a key principle of chaos. Even the tiniest change in the ball's starting point can send it on a completely different trajectory. It could end up at a totally different magnet because of a tiny shift in the beginning.
So it's like each magnet has its own little territory, its own fan club of iron filings all vying for its attention.
Exactly. We call those basins of attraction. Each color in the simulation, that's a basin for a specific magnet. Start the ball anywhere in that basin, and it'll always end up at its corresponding magnet.
But looking at the simulation, it's clear these basins are anything but key, simple circles. They're all jumbled up, interwoven, almost like a map of some undiscovered super complex world.
Yeah, you know how people describe coastlines?
Like how long they are depends on how close you look.
Exactly. The video says these basins have wildly interlacing fibers of arbitrarily small thickness. It's like a coastline, but infinitely more complex, and it's where fractals enter the picture.
Fractals, always love those endlessly self-repeating patterns that pop up everywhere you look in nature.
Right, and what's super cool about this simulation is this. Wherever two colors meet, there's always a teeny sliver of the third color right there between them.
So you're telling me if you could zoom in forever, that pattern would just keep repeating. Mind-blowing.
Exactly. That's a classic characteristic of fractals. And it makes you wonder, is there a limit to how detailed a dividing line can be? That's something mathematicians and physicists are still trying to figure out.
It's incredible. And the video goes on to say that even tiny adjustments to things like the pendulum string's length or how strong the magnets are completely changes those patterns we're talking about.
Those are what we call the parameters of the system, and even the smallest tweak can create a ripple effect that totally changes the outcome. We're talking about the butterfly effect here.
Right. So it's not enough to know where the pendulum starts. You have to factor in everything else because the tiniest variation could completely change its course.
A butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil.
And we get a hurricane in Florida. I've heard that one before.
Right.
But I guess what I'm taking away from all this is that predicting the future is basically impossible, huh?
Pretty much. Chaos is more than just random events. There's a hidden order to it, and these mesmerizing fractal patterns give us a glimpse of how it works.
So, to bring it back to reality for a second, what does all this chaos theory stuff actually mean for us, in our day-to-day lives?
Well, for one thing, it reminds us that even things that look simple on the surface can be incredibly complex underneath.
It's like that saying, it's turtles all the way down.
Exactly. And we often label things as random, but chaos theory shows us there might be a hidden order we just haven't uncovered yet. Think about things like the stock market or the weather or even how a virus spreads. They're all complex systems influenced by tons of different things. And just like our pendulum, what seems like a tiny, insignificant event can trigger huge, unpredictable changes.
So I guess it's less about trying to predict the chaos and more about understanding that it's just part of the game.
You got it. We've got to learn to appreciate that within that seeming randomness, there's actually a lot of fascinating order just waiting to be discovered.
Which just leads to more questions, like what other invisible forces are out there shaping these seemingly chaotic events of our lives? Something to think about.